terrified. Darden can help you make sure not only you know where they were going, but how well they were driving to and from. Were they following the rules of the road? They can do all of that. And you can access that technology at the end of the day. They also specialize, like Tuesday at Darden Communications is two-way Tuesday. The cell phone has actually become irrelevant as a communications tool for many businesses because there's too many distractions on it. Two-way radios with significantly improved reach can now become the instant way to get in touch with people out in the field that you need to talk to. Learn more by calling 780-1112, 780-1112 for Darden Communications Incorporated, or look them up online at dcci.com. That's com with a double M, .com for Darden Communications Consultants Incorporated. It is 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're not looking too bad around the area right now. We've got a little bit of congestion East South Boulevard and on Atlanta Highway into Madison Avenue into downtown. 31s are still a bit busy, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents to pass along so far this morning. It is raining. Take that into consideration. Slow down just a bit. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
March is National Peanut Butter Lovers Month, so spread some peanut butter on your lover today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
46 degrees, steady rain over most of the area at 7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The first shots of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine could be administered starting later today. That vaccine, a single-dose shot, has been shipped all over the country. And the White House virus response coordinator says now the Biden administration is working on making it easier for people to get vaccine appointments. The pandemic, one of the issues that President Biden discussed yesterday during a virtual meeting with his Mexican counterpart. Mr. Biden suggests that the U.S. might consider sending vaccines to Mexico. A third woman has come forward accusing New York's governor of making inappropriate advances amounting to sexual harassment. Wall Street, stock futures in the red, Dow futures down 28 points, NASDAQ futures off 20 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Good morning.
Back off!
You are really not a morning person.
Back off!
Boy, you act grumpy in the morning.
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
I'm sorry. My job is hard.
How hard is it to talk into a microphone?
Yeah. It's harder than you think.
It's way harder than you think.
Lucky I didn't show up in my pajamas.
I'm well aware of how lucky I am.
Do you have the time?
Yep. It's showtime!
Hey, Random Facts with Jay Scott coming up, and I've got two really great convoluted intros that suck. Set up for that.
Yay!
You'll have a chance to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Today, Tuesday, is the final day for this week's specials. We'll run those by for you. Right now, though, we have, well, let's put it this way. The radar is very green.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a very bright forecast for today or tonight, but things will get better later in the week, so hang on. Today, rain likely at times today and tonight. Breezy, cool, high temperature 54 today, low temperature 45 tonight. Tomorrow, the rain is gone. Not quite as chilly. Still below normal, though, with a high around 61. Thursday looks really, really nice. Sunshine, I think we'll be teasing 70 degrees, best day of the week. More sun on Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Because I'm a weatherman.
Fantastic. You are. It is 7:07 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV. We have random facts just moments ahead. I did a little thing. I finally found the Golden Globe story. Check this out. This is an event that in the past has drawn up to 30 million viewers in prime time on Sunday night to watch the show, to watch the red carpet, which I think they've discontinued, just to see who wins what. It's the precursor to the Oscars. So what do you think they had yesterday, or Sunday, rather?
Two. I don't know.
2 million?
Oh, I just two. Just two.
Just two viewers?
I don't know. I have no. I really have no idea.
I'm going to say probably 1.2.
Actually, they had 5 million viewers.
Oh.
That is 50% less than only a year ago. Now, granted, there weren't a lot of movies released, but there was... I mean, it was also a year where people watched streaming services more than ever, and a good number of the nominees came from the streaming services, so you'd think there'd be... But no, I think this is more of a... Like, we just don't want to hear how you're going to ruin the ceremony with your ridiculous speeches or your...
Well, that makes me wonder, though.
Political insights.
If the streaming services are doing so well, does that mean that... Was this streaming last night?
No, this was on ABC.
Ooh.
So if it wasn't streaming, then a lot of people who stream weren't watching it. I don't know.
I don't think streaming.
I stream almost everything. I don't even have cable anymore. I just stream cable.
Can you get over the air networks?
No.
That's an interesting thought.
But like with the CBS app, I can get Alabama News Rising.
But Nielsen... I'll correct myself if I'm wrong, but I do believe Nielsen TV ratings...
They account for streams, right?
For multi-platform viewing, yes. Still only 5.4 million. Pretty weak. Just thought I'd pass it along at 7:09. Let's get some local news, and then we'll talk about random facts coming up.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the statewide mask mandate. It's set to expire Friday. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state will receive 40,100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine this week. More than 920,000 vaccine doses have now been administered in Alabama. And the Lee County community is hosting a memorial in honor of the lives lost following the March 3rd tornado 2 years ago. The Reflection and Remembrance event is open to the public. It will be held tomorrow at noon at the Courthouse Square in downtown Opelika. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
Weird news. News of the weird.
A lot of weird Zoom call stories in the news. We heard the one yesterday about the substitute teacher who thought the Zoom class had ended and thought, this is a good time for some fun with myself.
No.
However, it hadn't ended. And his display was there for anybody that was going to see. And you know what his, you know, his reaction was? My bad.
Was he dusting his erasers?
Yes. Macerating his strawberries, however you wanted to, you know.
Was he cleaning the chalkboard?
He was spanking the... You know. There's a lot of ways to put it, but that's it. You just did something like that in front of a class full of school kids on Zoom. My bad.
Grading his papers. I have no idea. There's so many different ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Very good, though. You came up with some really great stuff. Anyway, here is a guy who left his Zoom call for a minute. While he was gone, his young daughter took his place in front of the screen and promptly revealed a dispute between her father and mother.
Uh-oh.
Give me 1 second. I have to step away for a second. Melissa, can you catch everyone up on your progress?
Let's go over our plan for the campaign. We really want to emphasize...
What are you doing?
I made a card for Daddy in our class.
Oh, what's it for?
Yeah, let's see it. Can you show us?
He said Daddy spent too much money on the Super Bowl.
Daddy's in the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Too much money on the Super Bowl.
Wasn't that
adorable?
Yeah, that was cute. Anyway, bringing you the latest in mistakes made around the world. Coming up next, Random Facts, you want to give us a sneak preview of some of the topics you'll hit?
Topics are going to be famous figures.
All right.
Quotable, quote, whatever. I don't know. I was trying to do Jeopardy topics. Yeah. An interesting train robbery. We'll talk about that.
Ooh, I like trains.
Grateful Dead. Oh, sweatpants.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Did you ever find those snazzy pants for tomorrow?
I forgot.
Yeah, you're going to go try those on.
And I even emailed myself a reminder to go look for them.
Email you another one so you remember. I expect to see you in those snazzy sweatpants.
They should fit.
Tomorrow night at Baumhauer's.
They should fit. All right, where did I? You know. Fine dress. See, there's the email.
I know
a lot of email traffic yesterday.
And I know what I'm getting you is a special gift.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you some Team
More
Jesse.
Sweatpants?
I'm on getting some Team Jesse on sweatpants.
Well, I don't know if you see me. You may not want me on your team.
Once you see me in sweatpants.
Yeah.
Well, I see him every morning in sweatpants. What y'all talking about?
This is true, but there it is. Now it's on the top of my list.
See, there we go.
So
bam.
I can get that done today. And we will be starting Random Facts with some really swell, convoluted intros in just a couple of minutes. 7:14, rain pretty much everywhere.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's March 2nd, the greatest day ever. On the 2nd of March, 1962, Wilt Chamberlain became the first professional basketball player to score 100 points in a single game. To celebrate, he had the same amount of women come up to his room afterwards. Have a great March 2nd, the greatest day ever.
And now,
Jay, wilt thou bring us today's random
facts? Yes, thou wilt. Did you know something called the Great Little Train Robbery?
Great Little Train.
It took place in 1970 in a Texas park. A miniature Breckenridge Eagle was held up by two robbers. This is a very small, tiny train with kids riding in the cars and everything.
Like an amusement park?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
They took $500 in cash and valuables. They were caught later on. A train robbery is a federal crime, regardless of how that worked. And they were given 10 and 20 years each.
Good.
Plus, you know, you also held up kids at gunpoint.
I mean, yeah, armed robbery. Not cool.
Did you know? He says as he waits for the page to load. In 1865... Old Charlie Dickens.
Old Charlie Dickens.
Old little Charlie Dickens. I have no idea how old Charles Dickens was in 1865. But he was traveling home from France when his train derailed while crossing a bridge. His car that he was in was left dangling from the tracks.
Wow.
He helped save stranded passengers and then climbed back into the dangling car to find a manuscript he was supposed to send to his publishers.
Oh, wow.
Pretty interesting. That's pretty gutsy.
Somebody says here that his manuscripts are just desperate to get to the abyss. His personal copy of A Christmas Carol was lost in the sinking of the Lusitania.
Man, never heard that one before either.
He went back down to the sinking ship to get the manuscript. He got it, and as he was coming back up, he dropped it.
Oh, man.
No.
It went back into the ocean.
Crap.
Yeah. He's not had the best of times with his...
The best of times.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
That's what it said in the Cliffs notes.
Uh-huh. Yep. Did you know the Grateful Dead briefly toured with a PA system called the Wall of Sound? Did you hear about that? Their big PA system they had?
The Wall of Sound.
It consisted of 604 speakers.
Oh.
Man, we want to be a roadie on that tour.
Channeling 26,000 watts of power. It has been called the greatest vessel for the amplification of sound in history. They had two of them. One would be set up and ready to go wherever they were, while the other one was at the next location being constructed.
Wow.
And as soon as they would get done with that show, they'd move on to the next one where it would be finished. Then they would tear down the old one, move it. They would hop, you know, leapfrog each one to get it to where it needed to be.
You know, I never understood the whole Deadhead thing. But wherever they went...
It's a mass of people.
Massive crowds. Just unbelievable. I remember they were in Chicago.
It's insane.
For Soldier Field. I think that's a place where the Stones play or... If the Beatles came back, or the Eagles would play. The Dead played there, and you couldn't get in the place. Just amazing. They had miles of traffic delays. and the pungent smell of marijuana.
I ran into the Deadheads when I was with my parents, and we were in Knoxville, Tennessee. In July or August, I can't remember when it was. And there was a Grateful Dead show, I guess, happening at the same venue that we were at. And there was a different, completely different culture, didn't know anything about it.
Right.
I didn't even know who the Grateful Dead were. All I knew was a bunch of tie-dye and teddy bears, multicolored teddy bears. And that was pretty much all I knew. I don't remember smelling anything, but at the time I'd been too young to know what I was smelling anymore.
Yeah, the band, I mean, for a band that really had only a couple of marginal single hits, it's phenomenal how the cultural connection held for so long. In fact, still does.
Yeah.
Even though the top two, I mean, Jerry Garcia died in 1995, and then the guy behind him, what was his name?
I know, I'm trying to think of it too. If it's in front of me, obviously I would know it, but I'm having a...
Yeah.
Trouble placing it. Somebody's going to call and tell us.
It's recent, too.
Did you know sweatpants...
Sweatpants!
...were invented in 1920 by a company called Le Coq Sportif in Itzenheim, France. Sweatpants were invented in France.
France?
Those are some French-looking sweatpants you have on, sir.
I see London, I see France, I see Gregory's... sweatpants. Why doesn't And One still make them? It's hard to find sweatpants that aren't fleeced up so that when the weather starts getting warmer, you can still wear them. And I'm not wearing shorts.
Did you know that there have been minor injuries associated with playing the Nintendo Wii?
Not surprised.
Yeah.
These injuries have been given little names like Wii-itis, or Wii Knee, Wii Elbow, or Nintendinitis.
Nintendinitis.
Did you say weenie?
Wii Knee, yes.
Oh, Wii Knee. Wii Knee.
Like a Wii Knee, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Nintendinitis. Did you know that ancient Greeks celebrated the moon goddess Artemis by baking round cakes and putting candles on them to represent the moon's light? You might know this as a tradition we do around here called a birthday cake.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's where it comes from. Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk to you about other random facts that are currently loading. We'll talk about the Medal of Honor, Ruthie Thompson. Also, oh, Jimmy Buchanan. Chris Espinoza. And Robert Downey Jr. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
And during the break, as it's playing, I will tell you guys all about strip Wii bowling, which you can, is a game I heard about.
Oh.
That you can play.
Oh.
However, the risk of injury is there. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll give away another $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. I'm scrolling like crazy just to get you the specials for the week. And that would include our buddy Chuck Roast, who is available at $3.22 a pound. What do you pay for a pound of butter at the big chain stores? It's $2.14 for a pound at Food Outlet. That is a fantastic price. Take that anytime. At Food Outlet, milk, dairy, meat, chicken tenders. Grilled up a couple packages of those. $2.99 a pound. And these are big fat tenders, not these scrawny little things that they want $6.99 a pound for at least one of the chain stores. Bread, 84 cents a loaf. It's good bread. The house brand Surefine will save you money on everything from bread to condiments and so many things in between. In fact, that's the brand of the milk that we get, too, every week at $2.99 a gallon. So just by walking in the door, you're going to save money without clipping a coupon. Whether you buy the specials or shop at Cost Plus 10 throughout the store, Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and every Sunday morning, 7:30, I will see you at Coliseum Boulevard right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall for Food Outlet. Win a $10 head start on your next shop there with the pop quiz coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it's raining this morning. A lot of you already know that. If you're about to get out on the roads, bank in a little extra time and slow down this morning. We've had no accidents so far, but we are very busy at all the major intersections on the boulevard now. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will keep you updated if anything happens. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 2nd, 1904, the world welcomed little baby Dr. Seuss.
Aww.
Two hands, 10 toes, one head, one nose.
Oh, the places he'll go.
Dr. Seuss, a star is born.
And now,
it's time for the Cat with the Facts.
Random facts.
Very nice.
Let's talk about Ruthie Thompson. She was one of the animators of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Pinocchio, Dumbo, Fantasia, Sleeping Beauty, and Ruthie is still alive.
Really? Wow.
She is 110 years old.
It would be amazing to talk to somebody. I'd have questions. Like, when you guys were making that psychedelic scene with the elephants in Dumbo, were you smoking the weed? Were you doing hallucinogenics? Because that, man, that was maybe the first psychedelic music video ever.
Very likely. Just the way they did that, it was pretty awesome. And it was hand-drawn.
Yeah.
I mean, go back and watch that and look at everything that they did. Everything was hand-drawn, and there was bubbles that had refractions of the light, and they're just...
amazing stuff.
So much great stuff there. Did you know there's only been one female Medal of Honor recipient? Dr. Mary Edwards Walker is the only female recipient of the Medal of Honor. So far, anyway.
Is that the one the president hands out or the congressional?
That's Congressional Medal of Honor. So, yeah.
And what was she?
She received the Medal of Honor. She was awarded for her service during the Civil War.
Oh.
Yeah. She grew up in Oswego, New York. She traveled to Washington to join the Union Army. She was denied commission as a medical officer, but served anyway as an unpaid volunteer surgeon.
Well, we certainly have come a long way from those days.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Anyway, did you know there was only one president of the United States to serve his term as a bachelor? He never married. During his tenure, the role of first lady was fulfilled by his niece, Harriet Lane. That president was James Buchanan.
That's right. Well, and this is not to be in any way, shape, or form facetious or disrespectful, but there are a number of historians that believe Buchanan was our first gay president.
Yeah. Somebody says in the obituaries of those times, the phrase, he never married, meant...
or lifelong bachelor.
Yeah, confirmed bachelor, yes.
Yes, yes, there were terms like that that were...
confirmed bachelor.
Uh-huh.
There was always code. Did you know who Chris Espinoza is? Probably not, but because it's odd. I guess I put this in here because, number one, it's odd, and I guess, number two, it is a very random fact, but Chris Espinoza is Apple's longest-serving employee. Having held roles in documentation, marketing, engineering, and more, he has been working at Apple since 1976.
Wow.
If he ever got stock options.
Yeah.
During his time there, that would be, he's doing fine. But yeah, he's been there since 1976. What is that, 45 years?
44 years.
So, I mean, I got another 20 I got to catch up with him here, but yeah. My point being is
he's the Rich Thomas of Apple. And Rich has had like 4 jobs.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I'm sure other people have been at a job for 45 years.
Yeah, my dad was one.
Yeah. And I guess because he's at Apple, I don't know if that's a quick, you go in, you work there, and then you leave or something. I have no idea. And finally, did you know that the directors of Avengers Endgame, they only allowed one actor of that entire, and there was a lot of people in that movie because they were bringing together all their different characters from all the other movies they had done. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in that. Only one actor was allowed to read the entire script, and that was Robert Downey Jr. They did this so it would be easier to contain all their spoilers and leaks by having less people look at the entire thing. And he was the only one able to do it. So anyway, those are your random facts.
Okay. Yay, random facts.
Coming up a little bit later, we'll have animal stories. And we're going to cook up not only a $10 food outlet gift certificate, but some follow-up questions so you can double your chances to win with our follow-up questions after the pop quiz, which is just moments away. When it comes to servicing your automobile, partner up with a team that's been with us for over 10 years. And again, like so many other things, you never have to worry about where to take your car if the check engine light comes on, if your tire pressures are alarmingly low. Let's go to Don Duncan. You know, I have watched them. I'm fascinated by people that can do things I can't. I've watched them do tire rotations at Don Duncan. It's a two-man gig. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how they can see stuff embedded in a tire, remove it and plug the hole that I would have never noticed. I don't know how they do it. But before they remount a tire in its new location, they withdraw anything that's like a ticking time bomb in that tire that could end up in a flat as temperatures warm up and the air pressure expands in the tire. Just one of the, it's those many little things that add up to a big result for you at all the locations. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. Customer service that accommodates your schedule as best they can. Let's say you work downtown. Your car needs an oil change. Take it to Don Duncan at 408 Madison, and they'll get you to your office, get you back to your car. Same thing from Southeast Montgomery on Bell, north of Vaughan. And, of course, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook with that great customer service on Highway 14. So partner up with them. You'll never have to worry again about who's taking care of your vehicle and that they're doing things right. Master techs and state-of-the-art diagnostics, all part of what you get at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Check them out on Facebook. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we told you that the sweatpant was invented in 1920, but where was it invented? What country invented sweatpants?
All right, 272-9228. And if you're not the winner, stay on board and double your chances to win in the grand prize drawing with a follow-up question. Jesse is in charge of those today. 272-9228, we are standing by while we check traffic on this rainy, chilly morning.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have no accidents to report so far, but it is raining this morning. You might want to give yourself a few extra minutes and slow down just a bit. We are very congested around the boulevard. We've got I-65 and 85 with moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, be safe, and we will keep you updated. Get ready for spring and shop Foot Locker at Midtown Plaza. Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Rich's forecast in a second at 7:35. And Al, can you tell us where the sweat pant was invented?
We France.
That is correct.
That is correct, Amundo.
Hey, we'll throw an extra dollar in there if you can tell us the what, the name of the city. I
know the name of the Do you know the name of the?
I didn't hear you.
Do you know the name in the place in France where it was invented? The name of that city or whatever.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it sounded like the French version of Popiel Pocket Fisherman.
Well, that's the name of the Le Coq Sportif.
Le Coq Sportif.
Which I'll tell you what that means off the air. Oh.
See, I thought maybe instead of saying, yeah, I got sweatpants on, I'm wearing my Le Coq Sportifs.
Yeah, it's not really pronounced Coke.
Oh. Well, guess what? You want a $10 head start at Food Outlet, Al. Hang on. Only Crawdad hung around to do a follow-up question.
That's what crawdads do. They just kind of hang around.
Hey, that's always good. Can you name the president for me that did not get married during his term?
James. I can't remember the last. James. Dadgummit.
You are correct. Yes, James. And I don't remember the last name either because I didn't write it down.
Dr. What kind Blue, of, what? Let's look at the kind of history wisdom is this? Everybody should know that name.
Okay, Greg.
He was president number 15, James Buchanan.
James Buchanan, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, and see, it has the first, you know, few
you know how we...
Budell, so Buchanan.
Quick lame ass story.
Okay.
When I was a kid, we got a plaster kit, and you mixed the plaster, and then you poured it into this... thing had like 36, like it was like a giant plastic. Doing such a good job of building this image. It was like a big cupcake thing.
Yeah.
And you would pour the plaster into all of those things, smooth it out over the top, and let them dry. When they were done, they were presidential coins. So you had, they all looked like, you know, the president that they were supposed to be. With the date of their term in office. And that was a cool way to learn the presidents.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right.
And were these like paving stone size things?
No. They were small. They were, like when I say cupcake, you know, 36 of these slots in a tray that was about maybe 2.5-3 feet wide. About the size of a good cookie.
I heard somebody singing on the radio first thing when I turned on the radio. Somebody was singing. Who was that?
Wasn't me.
That wasn't a lady singing a song.
No, we had the Fortunes play "Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again." Oh, we had the Gaga song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. She had to fork over $500,000, but she got her dogs back. And if you got that kind of money, wouldn't that be worth it?
Oh, most definitely.
What about Doris Day? Now, how many dogs did she have? That's a good conundrum.
She was an animal rights person and a great rescuer. And yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, or one day, her birthday is this month, and they're celebrating on TCM.
Cool.
I only know that because my grandfather told me.
And Jesse's got an EP?
Yep.
Is it
today?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
And copies are available for purchase at 4101A Wall Street.
Well, we'll make it a little easier. We're actually about to launch them available for purchase on our website.
Website,
at jessielynn.net.
And I will link that on my Facebook page.
Hey, Greg. Got to get one.
I'm going to, and then we're gonna give an autograph one away at Baumhauer's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just something else. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people wanting to get that.
Come to the Baumhauer's tomorrow night.
The Baumhauer's.
That's what we call it. The Jacqueline Tomlinson kind of
stuff. The big American hamburger joint.
The Baumhauer's. Boy, they just opened up a new place in Mobile that looks unbelievable.
Nice. Okay, so road trip?
Yeah, well, he's been trying to get me down there. He's got that fine dining place in that tall building on the bay.
Mm-hmm.
It ranks as one of the 20 best viewing restaurants in America.
Hey. Is that out on a pier?
I couldn't tell you. He keeps inviting me to come down there and try
and
it.
You haven't been down there.
I've not been down there.
I'll go down there and I can report back for you.
Have you ever been to Mobile?
Yes.
Okay.
Once. I was there. I learned that parts of the Revolutionary War were fought in Mobile. I had no idea about that. Architecture was really interesting. You know, it's looked pretty cool.
Yeah. When your next trip you make it, if you can, you need to go to both sides of the bay. You have Fort Gaines on one side, and on the other side of the bay, Fort Daggummit, brain just went out the window.
That's a weird
Gaines
name for a fort.
And the other one, Morgan.
Fort
Morgan and
Gaines.
And Fort Daggummit, my brains went out the window.
It is.
We're going to siege Fort Daggummit, my brains went out the window, and then we're going to take this fort.
All the time, I don't know what to tell you. It's just, every time I turn around, I'm like, where are my brains?
Oh, my goodness.
Cody, we appreciate you calling. We got to run. We're getting behind schedule here.
Thanks, Crawdad.
Appreciate you, my friend. All right, later on, we will give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with a conundrum or some other silly game that we'll play. Right now, Rich's forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a very bright forecast for today or tonight, but things will get better later in the week, so hang on. Today, rain likely at times today and tonight. Breezy, cool, high temperature 54 today, low temperature 45 tonight. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, not quite as chilly, still below normal, though, with a high around 61. Thursday looks really, really nice. Sunshine, I think we'll be teasing 70 degrees, best day of the week. More sun on Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Let me talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, because having an accident obviously is no fun, but when you do have an accident, there's peace of mind in knowing that these folks at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you, and they're going to do it right. I've been a customer of theirs for over 30 years. Many different vehicles, including my current vehicle, which was in the shop here the early part of 2016, and when I got it back, it's not only fixed right, but it's also detailed, and that's always an exciting time when they call and tell you that your car is ready to be picked up, because it's going to be just like it came out of the showroom. And they work well not only with customers, but they work well with the insurance companies as well. As good as new, maybe better. That is their tagline at Montgomery Paint and Body. So if you need them, give them a call and take it from me. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done right every time. Call them at 27REC with a W. Tell them I sent you. 27REC with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Bypass.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state will receive 40,100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine this week. More than 920,000 vaccine doses have now been administered in Alabama. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the statewide mask mandate. It's set to expire Friday. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated. And the Lee County community is hosting a memorial in honor of the lives lost following the March 3rd tornado 2 years ago. The Reflection and Remembrance event is open to the public. It will be held tomorrow at noon at the Courthouse Square in downtown Opelika. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and even bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in bucking stock, featuring six-time PRCA Stock Contractor of the Year, Frontier Rodeo Company, and special acts by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland and a team of monkeys riding border collies. That's right, we said big laughs were in store. Don't miss out. We'll see you at Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. Digital Chase. Time for today's animal stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. Wolfman, please take us to the vocal. Take it. All right, we're going to repeat a story that we brought you earlier this morning. A flight in the Middle East had to make an emergency landing after pilots were attacked mid-flight by a feral cat. Seriously, scratching up, attacking the pilots in the cockpit, the plane had to return to the airport from which the flight originated. We have some of that ground-to-aircraft conversation for exclusive audio on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Two more minutes. 3 miles, of course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
That's good audio.
Set that up for
me. I liked it.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. All right. Our next animal story involves an Alabama woman in Gulf Shores who was arrested. Here's what she did. She stole a neighbor's goat.
Oh, boy.
Painted it and then took a bunch of photos for social media. The goat was not happy. check this out. She is now looking at a felony charge for livestock theft.
Yep.
The whole reason for stealing the goat was to do some social media pictures.
How stupid.
Erica Farmer and Captain Cadenhead from the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office are pictured together in a mugshot, if you'd like to look that up online. We have a story in Ireland. Don't get too many monkey stories from Ireland. Police there confirm officers were called to the Dublin Zoo to help zookeepers recapture a macaque monkey that escaped from its enclosure. The Garda Síochána, the Irish National Police Service, that's who you reach out for when you're in trouble in Ireland, said officers were summoned to the zoo when a Sulawesi crested macaque was found wandering outside the habitat. The zoo said the macaque was only loose for a short time before they were able to return it to the enclosure. The monkey had escaped early in the morning and never left zoo grounds before being recaptured. The zoo made headlines just a couple of years ago when it revealed that three juvenile Sulawesi macaque monkeys had temporarily escaped their enclosure the previous October after a severe storm damaged the roof of their habitat. Those are today's animal stories. That is an actual joke. Hey, I'm going to talk about Eddie Bader here for a minute. I do have breaking news that might be of interest to Eddie or anybody else that celebrated National Peanut Butter Day.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Reese's, maker of the ever-popular peanut butter cup, has announced they're making a peanut butter cup that it's all peanut butter. No chocolate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Reese's has announced they are making a...
It's not the same, though. I mean, I bet it's still going to be good, but you get a Reese's for that perfect ratio of chocolate to peanut butter.
Except Reese's Pieces are just peanut butter with a candy shell over it. There's no chocolate in Reese's Pieces.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get the butter cup.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I totally understand. But I don't mind... Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's just all peanut butter.
And you're right about the perfect ratio. Yeah. There's a lot of racial hatred going on around America today, and we have to allow for the times that we're in. I certainly would love to try one of these.
Let's see. I'm going to look this up.
But I'm sure Eddie Bader, because he is Mr. Peanut Butter Cup, I'm sure he would like to take a look at those, too. Were you able to find...
I was, yes. It's an interesting look. It's basically like a peanut butter coating over the peanut butter that's inside it.
Oh. Maybe there's some...
Oh. It looks like a butterscotch color with peanut butter in it.
See, the peanut butter in a peanut butter cup is a little grainy.
Yes.
The peanut butter coating on the outside of the peanut butter cup is a more solid, with a bit of a sheen to it, right? That be an accurate description?
That would be, yes.
I'll let you know when they're at Food Outlet. It costs plus 10%. In the meantime, when it comes to real estate, there is nobody who knows the market better. There is nobody in the market that works harder than Eddie Bader from EXP Realty. He knows his stuff. He's a great guy. First of all, when you're going through the sale of a home, put your house on the market, or you're looking to buy, it's a stressful time. Eddie is the human de-stressifier. He is just so easy and great to work with. And his wisdom and expertise and experience made me a difference of thousands of dollars last year when we wanted to sell our rental property. I just wanted to get out of it a few years ago. Just get me out of the mortgage. We bought the new place. He said, we'll manage it. He said, the market's going to come back. And that's exactly what happened. Took care of all the details, and then instead of just getting out clean, less than 2 years later, I was able to get out and recoup some of the money that I had lost on that house, because being the genius I am with money, I bought it just before the big crash in 2008. But that was a much better outcome than I had hoped for, and I owe that to Eddie's experience and knowing what's coming. Right now, the market is very tight. You can get your home sold and many times bidding, you know, has upped the asking price of a house and not lowered it, because the competition for good homes on the market is keen. He knows Millbrook, Prattville, the River Region in general, the lake areas, you name it. He'll help you find or sell your home at 322-0662, 322-0662, Eddie Bader of EXP Realty. And it doesn't hurt to offer him a peanut butter cup if you have an extra.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Boy, we are very busy around the boulevard. We've got congestion at all the major intersections. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, a lot of congestion at Redland Road and the Riverbridge red lights. We're busy everywhere, but no accidents so far. That's a good thing. It's raining. Slow down, buckle up, and be safe out there. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, ClarkComfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pond Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, do you guys mind if I check something out here real quick?
No, you go right ahead and do's that.
One of our listeners sent me this picture of her beautiful, look at that boy, his head hanging out the window. She says they were listening to the roll call during happy hour yesterday. I just want to see if I can hear the actual song in the background. It is! That's so funny!
I'm not wearing any pants.
Say that's a first.
That somebody's listening to you in their car. What's the first part?
Hey, that somebody sent me a video with audio from the show while their cute and beautiful puppy is happily coming back from the groomer.
Oh, look at that face.
That's a I have to put this on Facebook.
You
it's
can
a
do
first.
It.
All right. We got plenty more coming. A $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. We'll do a conundrum or something equally mentally challenging.